Good morning. Hello, everyone. We wanted to get back out there at you as soon as we could. We certainly miss you out there, and we surely hope that everything is good. It's warm all over America, and it's very hot here in Florida. Why, that's a common denominator for most Floridians. But we left Colorado to join our beautiful daughters, Sonny and Shayla, and our beautiful grandson and granddaughter, Maya, and Ruben, my son-in-law. And we are here in beautiful, warm, everyday Florida. And of course, they have hurricane seasons and rain and those kinds of things, but never, as far as I know, historically, snow. So that's the one thing that I do not like in Colorado, although most people who like to ski and snowboard, that's their favorite thing to do in Colorado. I'm not one of those hill sliders. So anyway, it's good, like I said, to be here in beautiful Florida, and there's a lot of things going on. Of course, in Florida, when you apply for a home, just renting a home, you have to be approved by an HOA. You can't have any. Most of the homeowners that advertise rentals will say that you can't be an ex-offender. You can't have any kind of criminal record, another form of discrimination, because how will people who are from the system, on parole, even on probation, how are they supposed to get homes if you got people who are doing background checks on just to get a home? Okay, and I think that the government is so busy with all the soap opera things surrounding this president that we got, that they're not focusing on governmental rights and constitutional rights of ordinary people, just like this example I'm posing. So anyway, like I said, the world is what it is, and no matter what, you have to keep on moving and doing what you have to do. And so we wanted to get back out there to let you know that the Medicine Man Denver, if I haven't emphasized this, and I apologize for snorting and different things like that, but this is an uncut type of broadcast. And, you know, I'm just being me all the way. And I apologize if officially broadcasters don't snort, or they hide that behind the scenes, or they edit those kinds of things out. Here, it's raw and uncut. You might hear a fart in the wind. You know, I'm just being me. So anyway, I want to get back with you, let you know about my favorite subject. I'm no longer in Colorado, but I think it's a phenomenal of those states that allow legislations where you can purchase marijuana and smoke it as much as you want, and legally. So in Colorado, they have three locations. 4750 Nome Street in Denver, and then 1901 South Havana Street in Aurora. And then the newest location or dispensary is at 130 West 84th in Thornton, Colorado. So we wanted to make you aware of that Medicine Man in Denver is one of the best dispensaries, the Walmart of all dispensaries in the state of Colorado. And I would suggest, if you're traveling in the Midwest, North, South, East, West, and you want to know where you can quickly go and get good quality, good prices on good bud, I would suggest the Medicine Man. Three locations. It is the one store of all stores that does offer great deals, great quality, consistently. And I have lived in Denver for like a period of 6 years prior to relocating to Florida. And all the time I was there, I used Medicine Man and I referred others to Medicine Man. And I don't get no kickback on, you know, saying what's real. And I don't expect to have no kickback on saying what's real, because that's what my broadcast is about. Raw and uncut, down to earth, just real. Okay. So I wanted to get this broadcast out there early. I kind of skipped the whole month of July. I was transitioning at that time, living in Greeley, and moving from transitioning from Denver or Aurora to Greeley, and dealing with the false marriage and everything that I got myself involved in, which this month that will be terminated on August the 23rd. Finally, it was a farce of a wedding, but I'm not going to go too much into that because I've already invested too much of my energy into something that wasn't worth my time. So I just know that I am single, free, and not in that quagmire of a situation that I got myself into early on in the year. And I thank God for the blessings and the knowledge and the timeliness of getting that all resolved and getting that out of my life. And like I said, on August 23rd, that will be the end of that particular subject. But I'm thankful also to Anchor, that gives me a platform where I can talk and speak freely, unlike the voiceover world that I have been involved in for many years. I haven't been able to, for some reason, generate an agent. I had coaches who wanted to charge me anywhere from $50 to $75 a month for 5 to 7 years. And anyone knows that in America, you can go to college and graduate within 18 months and get a certificate or a Associate of Arts degree. For 5 to 7 years, I was training with multiple coaches in the voiceover world, and not one time was I offered any agents, any gigs, or anything. So I just feel like voiceover is exactly what it is. Voiceover is for a few, but not for many. And mostly women, white women, I think are stealing the show. Okay, because if you listen to voiceovers, it's mostly a white world. I don't hear hardly any black voices in voiceovers. So that's one reason why now Randy Thomas, she is an exception. She is one woman, minority woman, in my opinion, that is the top woman in that world. But insofar as any other minorities, I'm not aware of any. But women do dominate that field, as well as some elite or few men. The training and to get into that world is an elite as, as anything that you can think of that is unique and elite. It is a world that is only for a few. And, you know, black people don't fit, you know, unless it's something black and ghetto, you know, then that's altogether different, you know. So I'll just stick with my Ebonics and being me. Fuck voiceover world and that elite KKK bullshit that they call voiceovers, because it's all bullshit. Now, I got a website, www.beforrealvoiceovers.com. It does exist. If anybody's out there and they can appreciate a real Negro being real and don't have no problems with that there, okay, just like Trump is being him, I can be me, the opposite extreme. So, you know, fuck the world. If they don't, and can't adjust and can't understand and can't comprehend, I'm still going to be me. Fuck you. And if you got any problem with that, let me know nose to nose, face to face. That's when I know you're a real motherfucker like me. Okay? And you will find out how real I am if you want to, anybody want to push it to the motherfucking metal. Push the pedal to the metal and fuck with me. Okay? In any kind of shape, form, or fashion. So I'm not trying to say any kind of thing except that I just don't play. I'm very real. And don't ever underestimate me. So anyway, getting down to the real deal. Marijuana, like I said, is very good in Colorado. And I want to kind of make you guys aware of some of the things that's going on the medicine man side, because that's what I'm pretty much about. I love the dispensaries in Colorado. Even though I've moved here to Florida, here they are looking at things medicinally, but nothing recreationally. But I still will be going back and forth to Colorado. That is my favorite state. They got a huge selection of anything you want. Indicas, of course, you know the indicas is the type of category of indica is a category that basically will put you to sleep. Sativas are the category of weed that will kind of keep you up, make you happy, smiling all the time. That's what I like. But there are some indicas that are so good that you don't even know it. So it can be, it's kind of like each to his own in that regard, because I like some indicas and I can smoke it and maybe get a little nod, but not necessarily go to sleep. But I like some sativas all the time. And hybrids are a little bit one way or the other. Edibles, I don't do at all. And I would recommend for those who do edibles to make sure, just because it's candy or gumdrops, that you do one piece and wait for about an hour and see how that one piece makes you feel. Edibles, if you take too many at once you get something in your system, you know, it can be a negative reaction if you take too many. So I'm going to tell you something truthful that I've experienced personally in that regard. Concentrates, I don't do all that shit. Drinks, clones, tinctures. And of course, I got a lot of Medicine Man shirts and hats and different things like that. And I do buy a lot of their glass pipes. So it is a great dispensary. The way that they operate is the categories. When you go in there and purchase weed from them, you can get anything from top shelf, which is pretty much commercial, and you know, a lot of choices, and or either private stock. Private stock, you're gonna find maybe about four or five flavors that you can purchase. They're gonna be the highest and the best quality, and that's what I go for. Private stock. I'm not too much into top shelf. There was a time when G6 was real popular that I did some G6, but after some of the better quality private stock came into play, like Emerald OG, Rocket Fuel, Special Ops, Black Ops, when those plants started being available, private stock, things that I purchase on the top shelf menu are pretty zero to nothing at all. So anyway, each to his own. And if you ever have the opportunity, like I said, to travel to Colorado and you are interested in buying good quality bud, remember, don't waste your time. Remember, this is why listening with two ears is better than running your mouth. That's the reason why you got one mouth versus two ears. You want to do more listening than you do motherfucking talking. So anyway, getting back to the facts of the matter. And, you know, if you go to Colorado, or you're fortunate enough to get some travels there or get a vacation there or something like that, or you're just traveling through there, remember. Now, I don't know nothing about Colorado Springs and all down in there, although I have traveled in those areas, you know, all they got dispensaries all throughout Colorado. What I recommend, if you in the Denver area, go for Medicine Man. If you're anywhere else in Colorado and you're just, you know, out in the western part of Colorado or something like that, I would ask about the, there's a strand that's in the western part of Colorado. Diesel, anything diesel that they have, even if it's on the top shelf. Well, see, Medicine Man is the only one that categorizes top shelf and private stock. All the rest of them are going to have pretty much commercial shit. They ain't going to have that categorization. That's what makes Medicine Man unique. And they're only in Denver and Aurora and Thornton. So pretty much, you know, when you go to the western parts of Denver, like Colorado Springs South and others, you know, west, why there, I would suggest checking for the diesel strands. Those are going to be the best strands when you go any place out of the way of the metropolitan Denver Aurora area. I would suggest diesel because I've went to the mountains on a couple of different occasions, kind of far away to about a couple hundred miles or so from Denver, and been in a position where, you know, I just wanted to go check the dispensaries and see what they offered. And the diesel, any diesel product that you can get with diesel, I would go with that. Not that you get diesel fuel or anything, but it's just a real good strand. Anything that is diesel, I would recommend to buy it. And it's been very, very, I have very, very good success with that. So anyway, I just wanted to, again, get back out there. Sorry for the snorting. But again, I'm me. And don't give a fuck what nobody else think about me, or what they may formulate and think about me, because I'm still going to be me, independent of what another motherfucker think, man, woman, or child. So anyway, I still want to focus on smoking bud, because that's my thing. And I don't know about you guys, but how do you feel about blunts? Do you still smoke blunts? Do you smoke cigarettes? Do you smoke cigars? I'm not a cigar smoker. I have on occasion had a good cigar, but the older I get, I'm less apt to smoke things in paper. Blunts, joints, cigars, those kinds of things, when I inhale them or when I allow those things to go within my body, it doesn't fit right with me. And so, like I said, I like to work out and I like to do cardio, which, and, you know, stay in shape. And those kinds of things don't fit well with me. So I would ask you, if you're still doing the joints, the blunts, glass pipes seem to work best for me. In fact, recently I have found that the old school one-way pipes, the little metal ones, are even better than the glass pipes. Don't get me wrong, I still say glass is good, but the metal ones sometimes require screens. Glass pipes don't. So I love the glass pipes also. But you have to keep those clean, and a lot of times there's various different schools of thought. Some people use alcohol to clean them out. Some people use boiling water. And I've had all types of results I've had pipes break right while I get them out to boiling water. I've had them fall and drop, and I've had to spend countless dollars replacing them. I don't buy any of the fancy big glass pipes because inevitably a disaster will happen. Either gets knocked over or, you know, you accidentally crack it or something happens. So, like I said, I'm not really into the real big expendy, the ones that have like 2-3 stations where 2-3 people can smoke at the same time. That to me is a waste. I don't have that kind of money to waste on anything, and especially Bush. I try to buy good quality and make it last for as long as I can. And I'm not the kind of person, like I said, that just throws away money just because I have it, and especially on marijuana. So anyway, it's a privilege to me as a citizen of the United States to be in any state, especially like Colorado, Washington, and California, where it's legal. You can purchase it just like going to Walmart, purchasing anything that you want. And I think it's good. I hope the rest of the United States can come up to speed with, you know, people want to do what they want to do. They should have the right to vote, since the government is supposed to be for the people and by the people, and not by the government and for the government. And so in any state where people want to do what they want to do and they vote for that, that's what the government should reflect. And so I'm proud of Washington, Colorado, and California, Washington, D.C., and other states that are coming on board where, you know, marijuana is a thing of the past. I'm a black hippie, and I was born in 1955, grew up in the 70s, 60s and 70s and the 80s, and, you know, I don't give a fuck, and I do apologize. I think properly I am a baby boomer, born in 1955, but I came up in the 60s and the 70s where radicalism was wide open, and I'm still radical. I'm still always going to be like H-Rap Brown, like the Black Panthers. I'm still going to be always a radical motherfucker until I die. And I'm never, ever going to be a soft pussy-ass nigga. Never, ever. So I'm always going to be hard. And we'll bust a motherfucker in his mouth if he say the wrong thing. And I do apologize. I might be wrong, but I just don't play. So that's my disposition. And many of you know me, that know me for life and know me ever since I was fatty. I'm still fatty. And that don't mean in shape. That just means that was my nickname that my mama gave me. And it's still real. And so I'm still real. And no matter if I live in Florida, no matter if I live in Colorado, I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, North Omaha, okay, where motherfuckers don't play, and ain't many motherfuckers come over in that North Omaha, not even the police, okay, without coming in pairs, okay, so you know about that neighborhood, so you know where I rise from, and you know where I come from, and I still claim my city, okay, no matter what, I'm still a Cornhusker, okay, down and dirty. So anyway, making my connections with my homeboys back in Nebraska, you know, be let motherfuckers know, no matter where I go, I'm still John Boy. So I'm just giving my own 2 cents, the way I feel, the way I am, the way I've grown. You know, I'm still seeking knowledge, still, you know what I mean, believing in all the things that make you whole, still doing things the right way, you know, to keep myself on a narrow path. So it may sound like, you know, I talk a lot of shit, but in reality, I'm legit. And I don't play illegitimate shit, because illegitimate shit is what kept me in prison for many years, being stupid And I learned a lot when I was in prison, learned a lot from brothers that was in prison. I was glad that while I was in prison that I embraced Islam, was a Muslim, prayed 5 times a day, and I meant that. I still get up early in the morning, and I still get up every morning early because I always think that that's the way I was when I was a Muslim. I always got up early in the morning, washed, prayed, faced the east, read my Quran, did my studying, stayed on top of everything that I needed to, educated myself, read books every day, read articles every day, kept myself well informed. I still do the same things today, but privately. So that's the same pattern. So being a Muslim is still my way of life. I will admit, I don't go to the mosque. I'm not praying 5 times a day like I used to, you know, but I'm still in sync with principles and different things like that. So not practicing, okay, but still Muslim, always, always Muslim. A Muslim is one who submits his will to God, and I submit, okay? I don't fight against the higher power. I submit. I'm humble to that. I'm humble in a lot of ways than I've ever been. And, you know, got a good woman in my corner. Thank God for that. God will bless you in that way if you got your mind right. So, you know, and I'm living. I'm living, doing swell. You know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, just want to give a shout out to my brothers and my sisters out there and family that I know that loves that bud and keeping you in touch with what I'm encountering and what, you know, is going on in Colorado. As you know, Colorado is one of the few states that does allow you to purchase marijuana and have it in your home up to 2 ounces. That's medical. Now, if you're just recreational and you don't have a medical, if you don't have medical license, then you cannot have no more than 1 ounce at any given time. So, you know, that's the law. So you got to live according to the law. Of course, some brothers always want to make money, and ain't nothing wrong with making money. You know what I mean? Trying to cash in on it. You understand me? You dig? But just make sure you keep it legal. And if you in a state where it's not allowed, be on alert. Because there's more states like that than there is like Colorado, California, and Washington. And I do apologize. It's just, you know, how slow the world we live in. And so some people got concerns about the kids and different things like that. But hell, all these years, it ain't made no difference. Hell. So anyway, people need to snap out of it and realize, look how much the marijuana economy does for any state that has it legal. In Colorado, they got so much money that a lot of the money goes towards education, government, and different things like that in society. If we was to have let the farmers in the United States farm the crop, all the products that they could get from cannabis or marijuana, United States is virtually putting their farmers out of business. But if they let the farmers grow marijuana and cannabis and different things like that all over the United States, just imagine how many farmers would, with their animals and all the other crops that they have, imagine how many farmers would not be poor, could come up overnight. So what's wrong with United States and the government that they won't allow people to do the things that are natural, like farmers being able to farm marijuana and all the other byproducts, okay, that go with that? What's wrong with the government that they're stopping that, okay? Because that is to the benefit for people. And we need to take a look at why the government does not allow folks to do common things like farm marijuana. Farmers are in a position, if they could harvest and grow marijuana on farms across the United States. Just imagine. Just imagine. Just imagine how great that would be. We do it with tobacco, and tobacco kills people. So why not eliminate the tobacco plant, since it has no benefits whatsoever except killing people and giving people cancer, and replace that with marijuana? I've never heard of anyone having cancer from marijuana. So why is it the United States government will allow us to purchase and buy cigarettes? And do you know that cigarettes are $10 a pack in some places? $10 a pack for death. And marijuana has nothing to do with that. So I suggest that citizens all over the country question their senators, question their representatives. How in the hell do we have tobacco, which is killing people, legal, and we can't legalize marijuana, which will make our farmers richer, will give our farmers a crop that is in demand in our own country and other countries, with all the things that the benefits that cannabis can mean to the farmer and to the grassroots people that the farmers sell their products to. So I think that we need to take a look and reexamine marijuana legislation and why all the states are holding back from it. It has nothing to do with conservatism and the kids and all that bullshit, because people are right now doing heroin and cocaine, and they always gonna do what they wanna do. But what we should do is legislate the things that benefit all and most of the people, and especially the farmers. They would benefit from having marijuana as a crop. But have you ever wondered why the government does not allow it? Why all the states don't have marijuana legislation? Why it's just a few? And you look at those few states like Colorado, Washington, all of them educationally, tax-wise, where they tax you, none of those governments are having any issues with money. So why should any state not legislate marijuana and allow that state to come up in government and taxes, education? Everything is better in those states that have marijuana legislation and it's legal. So anyway, it gives me a headache to try to understand this system that we live in. And I don't care what they say about Donald Trump or whoever is running the country or whoever. We need to push for more marijuana legislation. In fact, that's what Donald Trump needs. He needs to smoke more motherfucking weed, him and his motherfucking family and everybody up there in that motherfucking White House. If we get more motherfuckers smoking weed, not that motherfuckers going to be around here. There'll be more motherfuckers chilled. That's what I think more people is missing. They don't know the real side of life, you know, that side of life where they say, oh, that's terrible. Those type of people, the uppities. You know, they feel like they too good. Are they kids? Is this? Are they churchy or whatever? That's what's wrong with people. They use religion and morals, you know, when they should just come down to earth and be real. And when people learn how to be real and just, you know, melt. I mean, if you drink alcohol or even if you drink cough syrup or you take a pill or, you know, whatever you may do or whatever you might do. I don't care what nobody say. People in church, that's what they need to be smoking or eating a piece of candy. When the priest go up there to give them whatever he give them on their tongue, that's what he should be giving them, marijuana. Not to the children, but to the adults. Because more people need to be chilled. And marijuana, in my opinion, is a way to get that motherfucking chili. It's just like Cat Williams say, once you smoke a joint and you got all that uppiness in you, then you just go, fuck it. And that's what you need to learn how. More people need to learn how to say fuck it and let go of all them morals and all them most stupid ass values that cause prejudice and cause people to be different, you know, or either think that they different or better than others. Okay, God don't make you different because you practice religion. Okay, and practicing religion don't make you better. I pray 5 times a day. I know about religion, and that's bullshit for those people that think it. Okay, so people need to get off their high horses and be real. And that's what life's all about. Be for motherfucking real for once in your life. Some people die never knowing what life is truly all about. Never had a chance to live it. So anyway, I just wanted to get back out there with you. Like I said, I've been kind of missing you. Sorry for the month of July when I was in a transition state. But now I have moved onward and upward to Florida with a beautiful woman, thank God. And we're just going to take it one day at a time. Only thing I hate about Florida, and if you ain't buying right away, you come down here, you got to stay in a fucking hotel because you got to wait till the motherfucking HOA proves your goddamn house and all that old kind of motherfucking shit. So that's kind of like one of those old South-ass things to me. Because in North, you got the money. You give your first and last month deposit, you getting keys. But in this place down here, they got some racism. You can call it what you want to call it, but I call it housing discrimination. Whenever you got to do anything more than give a deposit and you know, on the applications, they already discriminating because they don't want no ex-offenders. So what ex-offenders are supposed to do? If every owner that rents a place that comes out, it says no people with criminal convictions can rent. Where in the fuck they supposed to stay? So that right there is discrimination in of itself. And motherfuckers can say what they want to say. But anytime you put on an application that a motherfucker who been convicted of a crime, and I can see if it's a sex offender who molesting children is trying to work at a daycare, I can see that. But a motherfucking sex offender who's trying to work at a packing house, okay, you know, or a warehouse, okay, he needs a motherfucking job so he can stop assaulting motherfucking babies and shit. And we need to put a thing on his leg and track his ass and give him some doctors and some medicine to make sure that he don't be still out there trying to assault children. Okay, and what I'm simply saying is society needs to, you know, shape up and face the facts. There's criminals we see every day right in motherfucking Washington, D.C. that we look up to. We see criminals in the motherfucking church, priests assaulting the motherfucking kids, fucking the babies, even when they little, and they grow up with getting fucked kind of syndromes. So, you know, don't try to make it hard on one group of people, because there's all groups of people. No matter how righteous you may think that you are, there's wrong in everybody. There's no human being that I know that's perfect. And that's what's wrong with us. We need to realize that none of us is perfect. And I think we need to stop judging each other. And the more people start being down to earth, and, you know, the sooner we can be a great country, you know, like, tell you the truth, I don't like the fact that Donald Trump is president. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Hillary. I wanted to see the first woman president. But there is some people in the world, even women, mostly women voted for Donald Trump. They didn't even vote for the first woman to be a president. What is wrong with that, them women? What is wrong with people with that kind of mentality that they wouldn't even vote for another woman, okay? That they allowed a man who is racist and prejudiced against women. Women voted for him, mostly white women. So think about that. So anyway, America is a riddle like a motherfucker. That's all I can tell you. But when it comes to smoking bud, that takes all the riddle out of every motherfucking thing. And it makes it plain to me to see what in the fuck is wrong with people. Now, you get that. the majority of women voted for Trump, white women. And who is he prejudiced against? Not only blacks, but he has a thing with white women. He just calling Omarosa, a black woman, a dog, and every other woman that he that had an issue with, he dogs them. They'll be yatch. He calls them a bitch. You know, most men do when they get mad at a woman, call a woman bitch. I mean, have women call me a bitch when they get mad at me. So anyway, I'm just saying what Donald Trump does is no different than any other person in reality. But how he got to be president, all you got to do is thank white women, because they is the one that put him in in the president. And then, of course, the racists, you know, they love him. So anyway, this is America. And like I said, I do apologize for the ironies that people create and live. But it is what it is. I'm a black man. And I don't give a fuck what nobody call me. You can call me nigger, negro. You can call me whatever you want to call me. But just make sure that whatever you call me, you can make that also stand for yourself. Because you ain't no better than me. You a man or a woman that shit like me, that piss like me. And, you know, you don't might not look like me, but you still a motherfucking human being. Ain't no better than me. And if you sit up and let your mama and let your daddy think, make you think that you are, when you get out here in real life, you're going to find out the real truth. And you're going to have to face me eye to eye, nose to nose. And I'd like to see you pull off some of that motherfucking bullshit that your parents told you about. Because you know motherfucking well, the average white person that done ran into the average black person in real life and real, no, got a whole lot of motherfucking admiration and respect and all that old shit they learned while they was in the motherfucking, wherever they was when they grew up, that shit is out like water. So, and you learn things that your parents told you, they lied to you. So anyway, getting back on track, Weed Feed is the name of my show. And you see, I talk a little bit about everything because that's the way weed is. It makes you basically ramble. It makes you basically, you know, say one thing, think one thing, and you think real deep about a lot of things. And sometimes some people think that you think real shallow. Well, call it whatever you want to call it. But I know one motherfucking thing. Weed is here to stay, and I love it, and I hope that you do too. And if you don't, fuck you. Don't give a fuck if you don't, because I'm still going to smoke mine, and everybody else going to still smoke theirs. So, but I want to ask you one thing. Are you still smoking joints? Are you still smoking blunts? Are you still using the wrappers from cigars to roll your blunts? Because there's more healthier and better ways to smoke it. And I would suggest that you take a look at some of the papers out there that are not toxic. Because a lot of the cigar papers are very toxic. And even the zigzag papers, I would suggest you look into the different papers. I've seen papers, all type of rolling papers out there that you can buy. But some of them have toxins in them, and you have to be cautious. I would suggest if you're going to smoke bud, you should smoke it clean, and that would be with a good glass pipe, okay? A lot of those don't even take screens. So, and I would suggest a metal pipe, the old school pipe, without the carburetor. That's like the hole that you put your finger over, and then you let it go once you get a good hit. I would suggest the metal pipes, the old school pipes, the one way where you put the screen in them and they got the little bowl that screws off and then the cap that comes with it and everything. Those are really, I think, the best pipes. Of course, you have to keep them clean, boil them a lot, you know, boil out the stuff that gets in them. But those are really best for you. I wouldn't suggest those who are doing the blunts, especially the younger kids. I just don't see how you can even swallow it, because every time I get around people who are even smoking blunts, joints, it's toxic. It's you know, I choke just one puff. So those are kinds of things that I just don't do. And I would suggest others who do all that coughing and choking, that's the toxins in that paper, that cigar paper, and those wraps. So you gotta be cautious, like I said, about smoking weed. There's a lot of things that you gotta understand, that people are making money, and they're just into making the money. So one of the things I want to share with people, though, is recently I was able to go on YouTube, and I found a video. I was fortunate enough, I had a PlayStation 4 game, and I was fortunate enough to find one of my buddies out there in Colorado who had a pound of shake, and they offered me a pound of shake. And in case you guys don't know the terminology, that's kind of like a homegrown weed that hasn't actually been cured with the ways that you can cure it. So a guy offered me 1 pound of weed, a shake, or a homegrown for a PlayStation, which I was selling for $200. So I accepted it, met him in Colorado, and got the pound. And for a long time, didn't know what, you know, he kind of told me. He said, well, what you could do with it. I thought it was an even exchange. You know, I wanted to get rid of the PlayStation, and he wanted to get rid of his pound. In fact, he has several pounds, and has told me, you know, I know I could go back to him anytime I needed him, but he would basically give it to me for $400 a pound, $300 or $400 a pound in the future. But he gave me that one, that my first one, for $200. And so he told me a way that I could take it and transform it into another product. And man, talk about good information. Oh my God, man. I went on YouTube, and for a long time I looked and looked, and I researched what he told me. And oh my God, you can take marijuana from one stage to another. You can take it from marijuana to Keith. And oh my God, Keith, K-I-E-F. Oh my God. Like I said, anyway, life is what it is. And I'm telling you, it is so much of so many things are good. You just got to read, study, listen to people with two ears, and try to talk less. And I know that I love to talk. I love to communicate. That's one of my forte. So anyway, I wanted to get out there and wish you guys the best. I appreciate you guys listening. For those that have been listening to my podcast, I'm going to try to increase the number of podcasts. I'm going to try to change the subjects that I talk about, from marijuana to everyday things, like what is the purpose of a hammer, the various different types of hammers, sledgehammer, claw hammer, you know, so just different kinds of fun things as we go along. Like I said, I'd love to discuss. One of the things I'd like for you guys to do is on my site, if you'll give me some feedback, as to Anchor. If you can give me some feedback on the Anchor website where I have my podcast, anything that you like to talk about, anything that you like me to discuss, I'm going to be open to those kinds of things, because after all, it's all about you guys. I can sit up here and talk all day and, you know, with a podcast, come up with any number of things that I could discuss. Dominoes, for instance, how we play dominoes, how you score dominoes, what the strategy is to winning in dominoes. There's 28 dominoes, but seven of each kind, from the blanks all the way up to the sixes, if you know anything about dominoes. And there's strategies. There's strategies in Pinochle, which is a great card game. I love to play Pinochle. If you know anything about Pinochle, I plan on discussing strategies in Pinochle. And I don't know many people that can beat me in Pinochle. If I got a good partner, I've never ever been beat. Dominoes, Pinochle, those kinds of card games and board games and different things like that are fun things to do. Like I said, I do love marijuana. That is my thing. I'm not trying to advocate that anyone else does that. I'm not trying to say that it's good for my kids, my grandson, or anyone. I'm just saying what's good for me, what works for me, and a few friends that I've known since I was 15. We have all grown up to be healthy, intelligent people. And we're not junkies. I have been in the correctional system, but that was due to a mistake that I made as a child. And I'm still paying for that at 62. And that's a shame that you still get punished for mistakes that you made. When you're black, they make you live it down. So, I mean, when it comes to getting a good job, sometimes, you know, you got to just tell people, you know, hey, look, the past is the past. Who I was yesterday, who you was yesterday, you're not the same person. Facts. So, life is what it is. You know, like I said, if you're an ex-offender, it's hard. And I'm going to start speaking out and making the government and senators aware of some of the issues that ex-offenders face. For instance, you know, it's good to know background information on employees. It's good when that background information helps you to identify a child molester who's trying to get a job at a daycare center or a children's hospital, you know, things of that nature. But when you got an ex-offender, okay, like myself, who was convicted of robbery, shooting with intent to kill Walter Maine, and having a firearm. And I've been out here like 30 years, okay? No crimes, no further crimes, no continued criminal activity, and can't get a fucking job because of a mistake that I made 30 years ago. There's something wrong with that picture. And you know goddamn well that there's other people out here that's making similar mistakes, doing similar kinds of things, on the same kind of vein, being able to get all the things that they want. Okay, and I don't wanna do cross comparison, but the discriminations that you face, they go in your background, and when it come time to get a house, you can't put your name on a housing application. You can't put your name on a work application. The two things that you need, shelter and a job, to support yourself. So you imagine ex-offenders from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, okay, that are getting out every day and have to go someplace and fill out an application and try to get a home in all the places that are discriminating against them because of a mistake that they made. And I can see if a person lived that life all their life, was a gangster, but even gangsters don't have no problem with housing. Even gangsters don't have no problem working. If anything, they paying a motherfucker, you know what I mean, to get what they want. So I ain't no gangster. And I'm trying to, like I said, live a straight life, you know, and do it right. I ain't out here robbing people, you know, assaulting people, and living a criminal life. But I'm getting treated like a stepchild. And, you know, I'm going to basically start making the government and start hitting some of these, seeing if I can't sue some of these employers who's doing these things, because I think that monetarily, if you start holding, if ex-offenders start filing lawsuits on some of these employers who are discriminating against them, are not giving them a job because of past mistakes and only due to the fact that they made a past mistake, it has nothing to do with me. You know, I can see if I was a robber and I was trying to get a job at a bank, okay? And believe it or not, I have worked at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage as a mortgage consultant, okay? And the bank was right downstairs. Did I rob it? Hell no. Because that was who I was yesterday. It's not who I was am today or tomorrow. So, anyway, these are things that we need to think about in our society. Why in the hell do people discriminate against a man who did something 30 years ago and hold him from having shelter in his name, hold him from having a job? Okay, now you imagine why recidivism. Recidivism is when women and men are released from correctional institution into society transitionally. When they go back into society, especially when they go back into society and they've served all their time, the law says that they're supposed to be, all their civil rights are supposed to be restored. In other words, no discrimination because of their past. But every employer will put on that application, have you ever been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor even? Every fucking application asks that. And if you, and it'll say, just because you answer to, if you answer this, doesn't mean that you're going to be discriminated. That's a goddamn lie. Because you will not even get in the door. And please believe me, I've done it both ways. And I've had people say, honey, why did you bring that up? You don't even have to mention it. It's over 7 years ago. Then I've had people say, God damn it, I don't care how long ago it was. You're supposed to tell me. So you, in this kind of world, you betwixt and between. And the shit that you have to deal with, that I've had to deal with since I've been free, you wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But it made me strong. It makes me the person I am today. And right today, just due to my experience and my resume alone, every employer, you should see how many employers call me, okay, because of the naked experience that I've got. Even when I was in the penitentiary, okay, this is what people don't even know, I was working a job and they was taking taxes out my motherfucking paycheck, okay? Farmer's Choice was the place that I worked as a telemarketer, selling farmers tools and, you know, welding rod and shit like that. I worked. I always worked. Okay? So, you know, it's amazing to me when you come out here, you can't get a fucking job because of a past fucking mistake. You know, people got to get over it. You know, I'm 62. And still having issues about shit that happened when I was 30-something or 22. I was 22, 21, 22 when I first made a mistake in my life. And I ain't been able to be forgiven by society and go forward. Why? Because every time I apply for a home or every time I apply for a job, they want to go back in your background. And there's got to be some limits to that, you know, because no one in this world that I know is motherfucking perfect. And to sit up and try to say that a motherfucker can't get a house, sit up and say that a motherfucker can't get a job, can't, you know, look what you're doing. Look at the society that we live in, how they treat people.